Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, Good luck.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We are here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some truth tonight. Because you know what? The truth will never confuse you if it's pure truth, if it's the, you know, righteous kind. So we're going to talk about that, and what the heck does that mean when it comes to your health? Well, a lot, so we're going to talk about it. Also, we're going to look at maybe some ancient clinics, what the ancients do to help them out of problems. And if we get time, we might even cover a little bit of news on red clover. You're going to be seeing that clover kind of blossom in your yards here in the next few weeks, a bright red-purple. And so we may get time to talk about that. We have a quack report, but before we get to all that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform who lay their lives down on the line for their duty, their country, for you and me. Let's lift them up in prayer, that God's hand of protection be on them. And while we're hitting the knees, and seeking the Lord's face. That's what prayer is, conversation with the Most High. We need to pray for America. We need to seek His will for America, but, you know, we need to lift America up. And it is possible for America to turn around. It starts with every one of you out there, the church, that believes, you know, God is supreme on His throne, and if we bring this country back under God's authority, then we can turn it around. But we got to seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because the time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Let's see what we got in the quacker tonight. Oh, there's a new study saying that eating some fruit can help you quit smoking. A research from the University of Buffalo, new advice for people who are struggling to give up the tobacco product. They said there was a study, groundbreaking investigation, they said, for some mutually effective help in quitting tobacco using foods as your choices. Research was published in the Journal of Nicotine and Tobacco Research. They investigated 1,000 cases of tobacco use in individuals over the age of 25, and they followed the smokers for about 14 months. Their eating and smoking habits were assessed in one-month intervals. So past research currently unclear about whether, you know, if you increase the consumption of your fruit, it increases a smoker's inclination towards giving up the habit, or if, you know, with exercise, people who make healthy, positive choices are more likely to extend the trend to other areas. Well, these related studies have demonstrated that individuals who didn't smoke consumed more fruits and vegetables than those who did smoke, but also provided no insight as to whether these inclinations were, you know, on course. They're kind of perplexing, but, you know, regular smokers delayed tobacco use longer when they did eat fruit and vegetables. So in between, you know, lighten up, the interval was longer. So the greatest amount of fresh produce, as much as 3 times more likely to increase your risk, resistance to smoking. So produce section, that's where I say head to the produce section. What else do we have in the quack report? GMOs, they say, new study says it causes animals to lose their ability to reproduce. Well, we've heard this. We've heard this on and off. But here's an independent study. It was presented at the Days of Defense Against Environmental Hazards in Russia. They unveiled the dangers associated with consuming genetically modified organisms. Scientists from the National Association for Gene Security and the Institute of Ecological and Evolutional Problems discovered that when animals have GMO in their feed, part of their normal diet, you know, is that what they're plugging into the animals, they eventually develop the inability to reproduce. Now, the study is one of several that has identified a link between the GMO consumption and infertility in recent years. But this one was independently conducted, independent of the biotechnology industry. Yeah, so no hands to, you know, kind of tinker with the evidence. They used hamsters as a test subject. Scientists observed that when they consumed GM soybeans, it slowed their sexual maturity and gradually eliminated their ability to reproduce. And after several generations, the hamsters, after eating the GM soy, eventually lost the innate ability to reproduce. An Australian study uncovered similar results in mice that consume GM corn. Farmers across the United States, though, have reported infertility among pigs and cows that consume GM feed. And in India, an investigation team observed infertility and other serious problems in buffalo that were consuming GM cottonseed. Woo. Okay. What else in the quacker? Let's see. There's a war on home gardens. It's in Canada, but it's also here in the United States. CBS News did a report on a town in Drummondville in Quebec. They're planning to ban all front yard gardens in their municipalities beginning in the fall, and this move pretty much spells, you know, doom to your food self-sufficiency rights. Canadians living there. Also, similar gardening oppression. Doesn't that sound odd? But that's what we have. Gardening oppression is taking place also in the U.S., including Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a woman was recently had her entire garden illegally bulldozed by the city officials. Also, homegrown food destruction happening in Georgia, Michigan, and New Jersey. Let's see, last but not least in the Quack Report, volcano. We got a super volcano that may give us some global problems lurking near Pompeii. Yes, across the bay from Naples and Pompeii. Pompeii, 70 AD, thousands got incinerated by Mount Vesuvius. Well, there's a hidden supervolcano that could kill millions in a catastrophic event, many times worse than Pompeii, according to scientists. It's a zone of intense seismic activity right now, which the ancients thought was the entrance to hell. Also could pose a danger of global proportions because millions of people live there in this volcanic area. Scientists plan to drill below the surface and monitor the chamber of molten rock near Pompeii and to give early warning of any eruptions. But the project, funded by the multinational International Continental Scientific Drilling Program, has been halted because of major opposition that drilling could be dangerous and cause an earthquake and an eruption. About 3 million people live in that area near Naples, so I'm going to be praying for them. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, well, we're going to be talking about some truth in this part of the show. I know, truth. It's an interesting thing. Some people think truth is something different than what other people think is truth is. So, the problem is a lot of times people are being told what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. And so we're going to talk about some pure truth, because pure truth is never going to confuse. So let me ask you this question. When are words far beyond language? Let me ask it again. When are words far beyond language? Well, it is when the devil is in the details. That's when. Because the devil is a master of lies, confusion, deception, and manipulation. So the truth is not in the devil, and this is when a simple word cannot be taken at face value. So what gets me is, you know, that most people, you know, they don't bother to find the truth. They don't seek it. So where can you find the truth? And the only place pure truth exists, it's the Word of God. And what does this have to do with health? Well, truth has a lot to do with health. When a powerful healthcare system is built on half-truths, deception, and even lies, truth, or the lack of it, has everything to do with your health. Let me read you a quote from Confucius. When the truth no longer exists, words mean nothing. And, of course, Benjamin Franklin, half the truth is still a whole lie. So true. So when you find the truth, when do you find the truth? Well, truth has many blessings, and one of them is liberty. Yeah. I'm not talking about the Statue of Liberty. I'm talking about real liberty, the kind of liberty, you know, Jefferson plugged into the Declaration of Independence, that kind of liberty. Now, if you really want to know how to find liberty, ask God, because we're instructed to trust in the Lord's ways and lean not on our own understanding. And you know what? You're going to receive blessings such as He's going to direct your path, He's going to protect you from evil, and you will have good health. That's in Proverbs 3, by the way. So we're to carry the Spirit of the Lord with us, in us, and when we do that, God says this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So at the founding of America, it had liberty. What about now? Is America still the land of the free and home of the brave? Well, perhaps these statements can help answer that. We are told that we must have permission to fish or to hunt. We have to have a license. We are told we must have permission, a license, to get married. We are told that we must have permission to move about, travel via passport, driver's license, or some kind of personal ID. And we're also told that these restrictions and others like them, which means loss of liberty, are the cost of modern civilization, which basically is a lie. It's not. So what this comes down to is that we have lost truth, and we are a nation that does not seek after truth. Now in Daniel chapter 4, God tells us that towards the end, knowledge will be increased, but it doesn't say truth will be increased. So when you find truth, you have to take action to either uphold truth or you cast it down. And it says, the good book says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's in John chapter 8. So what does that mean? Well, it means that when you embrace or believe truth, you will not be sinless before God, but you will be found blameless. So do you know the difference? Well, the Bible tells us that all have sinned, so no one can be found sinless. So if we get back to God's truth, we can get this country back. That's the key. Well, Abraham Lincoln had a few things to say. I want to read some of them to you. He said, to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men and destroys nations. He also said, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. Well, he was spot on with that. You know, God, he never loses a battle, and you never win an argument with God. That's right. And lastly, Abraham Lincoln said it. It was in the Gettysburg Address. He goes, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently half slave and half free. So, are we slaves or are we free in the nation of America? Well, truth, liberty, and health, they all are connected. Over the years, I've been told that our government system of endless rules and regulations is necessary for the better good. We're told that this system is necessary for law and order. In other words, we are expected to believe that the system we find ourselves bound to has our best interests in mind. Do you believe that? Well, let's take a look at just one system that's within the overall system, healthcare, for just a minute. And there's this argument. We're presented with the argument that allopathic doctors who are, you know, they take an oath to do no harm, would not administer inoculations if they knew they were dangerous. Well, people take oaths all the time and don't uphold them. There are government records from every country that have mandated inoculation programs, providing that vaccines cause, you know, all this military information on these inoculation programs prove that vaccines are causing dramatic increases in disease and even death compared to when we don't vaccinate. So here's a few examples of the U.S. military vaccine programs. In the Philippine Islands, 75% increase in smallpox when there were 16 years of vaccinations there. Japan, after 100 years of vaccinations, had epidemic after epidemic starting just after 1872. England started their compulsory vaccines in 1872, and they had the largest death rates. And Italy, Egypt, Mexico, India, Germany, and other countries all had similar vaccine casualties. So do you suppose over the last 140 years that physicians noticed that their patients die and that the town populations dwindle when vaccines are used? This would be an example of glaring truth, wouldn't it? So, do doctors acknowledge this truth or do they ignore it? Do you see any major physician revolts against the failure of the vaccine programs? Or do you see doctors refusing to treat patients who have not been vaccinated? Do you want to know their reasons for continuing to give treatments that harm and kill patients? Well, let me just run down a few here. The reasons are it's quick and easy money. It takes only 2 to 5 seconds to give a vaccination for which we can collect an office visit fee. Another one is there are thousands of medical offices with fat salaries and soft jobs which are available only to pro-vaccine physicians. Vaccination is a requirement for employment in Army, Navy, schools, hospitals, health departments, etc., and this increases the demand for vaccinations. And no doctor or nurse who disbelieves in vaccination and openly says so can get a job. So we know that allopathic medicine is rigid and strictly enforced, but will that be enough to find medical professionals blameless? Sadly, the answer is no. And what about that vaccine guarantee everybody's talking about? You know, if vaccines are safe and help reduce disease and death, then there shouldn't be any problem for school officials, nurses, doctors, vaccine manufacturers, health departments, pharmacists to sign an affidavit of liability that the vaccine won't harm you. Imagine that they would take that kind of responsibility for any and all side effects or disastrous events. Of course they won't sign it because they know vaccines are dangerous poisons and they can only poison you. So the U.S. Congress has allowed vaccine manufacturers to escape all liability with regards to your life. Now imagine you are at a horse racetrack and Congress is behind the betting counter. They give vaccine makers their betting ticket, which symbolically really is you. There is a chance that you don't finish the race. You come up lame or you die. And the vaccine makers can still present their bet ticket and cash in regardless of the outcome. Now, I know this is a sick scenario for sure, but can you think of a better one? Do you have the right to require a guarantee against vaccine side effects? Not really, because our sovereign godly rights have been usurped by federal civil rights. The government is telling you that it decides life and death. And that's the illusion of truth, folks, because the devil uses illusion to hide truth. And in the healthcare industry, remission isn't a cure, but you are meant to think that it is. Remission is defined by a reduction in symptoms and not a reversal of a disease. A cure is a reversal of a disease, and it's defined as a return to original health. So when you were born, most of you out there were not, you know, dependent on lifelong drugs. Therefore, drug dependency is not a true cure. So your blood pressure and your diabetic meds, they're crutches. And if you abruptly stop them, you most likely would die. Which is a perfect example that the truth has been withheld, convincing you that while you're on the drugs, you're in good health. Another illusion is that vaccines eradicate disease. Vaccines are disease injected into your body, intended to corrupt your immune system, your God-given defense. Antibiotic use, long-term, also compromises the immune system. You know, generation after generation of this use. Our Creator told us what we need to do in order to be healthy, and it is real simple. Seek and follow His ways in which He shows us what to do and what not to do. We know what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat, and to preserve health, what we can do when we get sick, God tells us to trust in His medicine, foods, herbs, spices. You know, just don't believe me. Read it for yourself. In Psalms 104, He says He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man. And in Genesis chapter 1, He says, "And God said, Behold, I've given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of the tree bearing seed, and every green herb for meat." So it had sustenance, it had power, it had the ability to heal. You know, God's ways are much higher than our ways. And it is the beginning of knowledge when you trust in the Lord. So I know that I won't be here forever. But I hope and I pray that I used my time wisely and that I glorified God. And I think that one way that I can glorify Him is to share the knowledge of His natural medicine with you and also give God all the credit so that you can be wiser, stronger, healthier. Now, I know God never loses an argument or a battle, and if He says it is so, then it is. The truth is before you, and I pray you seek after it. Okay? Well, you know, for a limited time, Apothecary Herbs is providing some free copy of the 400-page book, The Power Herbs. Here's some more knowledge for you. When you pick up a Power Herb kit or a pandemic kit, the Power Herbs book is free. Now, you can use these herbs to help boost your immune system, to cleanse your system, to protect your health. So you can call to order or to ask for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International, 704-885-0277. Of course, their online website, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and while you're there, don't forget to check their healthy guidelines section for more answers to organ cleansing, buying supplements, long-term storage of your herbs, and more information. Also, if you're into the health information, you can sign up for their free online newsletters. Apothecary Herbs has two. Health Quest newsletter, where you'll get lots of herb secrets and free coupons towards products at Apothecary Herbs. And, of course, the American Survival newsletter is also a free subscription there at thepowerherbs.com. You just throw them into your shopping cart, and they're free, and you'll get signed up for the newsletter. Or you could simply call and request, but you'll have to have email to receive those newsletters. So you'll have to give us your email, which we do not share with anyone. So that all that information is protected, and we don't share that information. Privacy is a good thing, right? All right, I'm going to take a break in a minute here, but don't forget, coming up here on American Voice Radio on the 21st, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us. Of course, she is one of the authors for the American Voice newsletter. You can sign up for that. If you want to visit our website, you could just go to the links area on the powerherbs.com website and get on over to her website and see what's cooking over there. And What's Ailing America is her thing, and she'll be back with us. And we got lots to talk about on vaccines next time she's here, so I hope you can tune in for that. Well, when we come back from this break, guess what? We are going to be talking about ancient clinics and red clover. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Herb Talk Live. Glad you're with us. We're going to talk about ancient clinics now. And, you know, if you ever read some of those ancient documents on how they treated disease, you may even be skeptical about some of the effectiveness of some of those treatments. Well, if our country, you know, stays on its current path, we may get a personal demonstration in some of those old ancient therapies that rich and poor alike were using. So the one-payer health care insurance system is the goal of the liberal government, where universal free health care is really going to test the patience of waiting Americans as they wait for an appointment to receive treatment when there's not enough physicians. So, You know, I've often told my audience, and for new listeners, I want to say this again. You know, I had a cousin who lived in England for a few years, and over there you have to be on a waiting list for some of these non-life-threatening types of treatments, and especially when it comes to dentistry, you know. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, if you got an infected tooth, that's life-threatening. Well, the problem is not enough dentists, and it's free health care, see? So you're on this waiting list, so it becomes a problem. So most people, rather than die from an infected tooth, they'll go to the hardware store, my cousin says, and they'll go to the liquor store. And they'll drink a bunch of liquor, and they'll take a pair of pliers, and they'll rip the tooth out. That's their dentist program over there, because she said that waiting wasn't about, like, 3 days to get in to see the dentist. It wasn't about 3 weeks. It wasn't even about 3 months. She says it was 3 years. I couldn't believe that. I said, are you joshing me? And she says, no. And, you know, she had a problem come up. This is how we got into this conversation. She had a problem come up, but she's lucky. You know why? She didn't have to wait 3 years to see a dentist. She didn't have to wait 3 weeks to see a dentist. You know, she whipped out her passport and got on a plane to America and took a taxi from the airport to her dentist's office and got treated. You know, it's just a plane ride away for Americans over there. But imagine all of America being like England, though. Imagine the underground black market clinics that are going to be born. Think about it. Now, I know you're probably saying, oh, that's not going to happen in America. Mm-hmm. Okay. Time will tell. Well, let's look at what they did in the 1700s and 1800s about health issues. What in the world did they do for, like, cancer back then? Well, Egyptian mummies have been diagnosed as having cancer recently. So what did they do? Well, to get your skeptic hat on, because some of the therapies that they used to use kind of make you shake your head with disbelief. In the ancient texts, they list over and over again how blood washing cured serious conditions like cancer and even brain tumors. Now, what the heck is blood washing? Well, in the 1800s, Benedict Lust made blood washing almost famous. He was a great natural healer, and he would stick his patients in a shower for a whole day. Now, he would vary the temperature of the water, and patients, you know, drank herb detox teas while they were under there. And now, can you imagine staying in a hot and cold shower all day long? Boy, would you not look pruny or what? But that's what they did. And most people take, you know, these days 10-minute showers, and they've had enough. So all day, think about it. The ancient town of Malvern, England, they were established during the Bronze Age, about 1000 BC. And it's the home of the Benedictine monks. It's also known for their popular hydrotherapy spas. Now, in the 19th century, they hung buckets 30 feet in the air, and they used gravity for their hydro pressure. So the ancient writing states that this therapy cured brain tumors, mental illness, simply by increasing blood flow. So when you increase blood flow, you send more blood faster through the liver, where the liver cleanses or washes the blood, purifies it, and that's how the ancients described it. They called it blood washing. Now, Malvern's history is long, and they were known for their water cures from spring water that they had in the medieval times. And by 1855, the town boasted 95 hotels and 800 boarding and lodging houses. However, after the 19th century, they were in decline regarding the spa tourism, so Malvern shifted gears from a spa town to renovating hotels and villas into private boarding schools. So blood washing was popular in Europe from Luxembourg, France, Belgium, England, and finally, hey, it took its root in Arkansas. Yeah. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, there is a spa that looks kind of like it's a little misleading, okay? When you arrive, it kind of looks more like a nursing home. than it does a hydrotherapy place. But at the entrance of the building are people. They're kind of hunched over sitting in rocking chairs on the front porch. That's why you kind of think it's a nursing home. And they don't move. They don't wave to say hello when you come by. And they kind of look like they're drooling. A sign over the front door says the original bath treatment, okay? And when you realize later that these people on the rock in the front on the front porch in the rocking chairs, hey, these aren't elderly folks. And you go, oh, Lordy, what am I in for? Well, it's blood washing to the max is what you're in for. Spa treatments tend to vary, but most people go to the spa for some hot rock or hot towel therapy, a massage, pedicure, you know, all that fun stuff. But at Arkansas Hot Springs, they take advantage of what nature provided, hot water. So the first step is a really hot bath, and they make you drink hot spring water while you're in the bath. You're going to sweat. After 15 minutes, you kind of stand up, and they treat you like a wrinkled dress shirt, and they kind of throw some steam water on you. Of course, it's not going to burn you, but, you know, they kind of steam you a little bit. And after you move from the steam area, they send you to the shower room where there's 20 shower heads. There's 20 shower head jets. And out of those jets comes cold water with the force of a fire hose practically. Every direction. 20 showers. Think of that. 20 shower heads. Okay. You can't escape because they're everywhere. And you naturally, you're thinking the worst, but your fears are quickly dismissed when they move you back to the hot tub, the hot water again. And then you go through the series of being dunked into really hot water and really cold water, and you go back and forth, big hydrotherapy treatment. Next, you're taken to a room with a bunch of radiators on the wall where you are drenched in hot water, and then ice packs are put on various areas of your body. And this is all to increase circulation. And you're there in the radiator room with your ice packs on for about a half hour, right? Just 30 minutes. And then you're taken to the sunny front porch, right? You know, of course, you know, they wrap you in a nice comfy bathrobe, put you in a wheelchair, and take you to that front porch and sit you in a rocking chair, most likely to drool. Okay, now I know that sounds extreme, and you may be thinking, that's a good waste of water. However, hydrotherapy is a very ancient treatment with tremendous healing power. It will take about, it'll take about 90 minutes for you to feel your strength come back, because it is an interesting therapy if you've never had it done. You will have a sensation that you have been given all new muscles and tendons, joints, like you, a feeling of being reborn. You feel younger, okay? Rejuvenated. Do not confuse this hydrotherapy treatment with the cold sheet treatment that I've mentioned before. It's a little different. That cold sheet treatment is more for fast detox. It's really good for emotional and addictive types of treatments if you're addicted to substances. Well, what about the what if? What if hydrotherapy were your only healing therapy? The ancients would repeat this hydrotherapy treatment over and over again to heal internal organs, to help the body remove tumors, to restore brain chemicals, because this one therapy by itself detoxes the blood, flushes it through the liver and the kidneys more than normal. Okay, so it's a fast track of filtering the blood. Of course, you know, you don't forget to hydrate and you drink some fluids while you're doing this. Now, why don't we have more hydrotherapy clinics in America like they do over in Europe? They have lots of them over there. Well, water therapy is messy, and the majority don't believe it works. They say that it's an old folks' tale, which is more radical. A bit of rough water treatment or cutting you open and removing parts and lining you up for radiation afterwards? Huh? Richard Schultz, he's a master herbalist, he said this, if you ask me what was the most powerful thing that helped my patients recover from their cancer, it was the hot and cold therapy. Wow. But people just don't want to get uncomfortable. They don't even want to get undressed. Well, you got to move the blood. What the ancients understood is that disease will occur when there is bad circulation. They sought to restore circulation by vigorous therapies. The next best thing is using powerful circulatory herbs like your very hot cayennes. You pair it with some deep body massage, but it still won't be as good as the hydrotherapy. So how long would you need to use the hydrotherapy if you had some serious illnesses? Well, natural healers that use this ancient treatment, they say, and there are not too many that are using it, they tend to recommend about 45-minute hydrotherapy sessions three times a day. So this would entail 5 minutes of hot water and 2 minutes of cold water, and do that for about 45 minutes. Even with this use of hydrotherapy, it won't reach the same level of intensity that I just talked about that the ancients used over 150 years ago. So what did the ancients have to lose, frankly? They had no other choices, and they didn't view this as an extreme treatment. To them, dying was extreme. So when you have no other choices and mainstream medicine has taken all your time, money, hope, there's always the tried and true ancient ways. Right? What have you got to lose? And don't forget, blood brings healing. The liquid part of the blood is called plasma. It consists of water, salt, protein. More than half of your body contains this plasma. Now, a solid part of the blood contains some red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Every part of your blood has a specific job to do. So the red blood cells have to deliver oxygen from the lungs to the living tissues and your other major organs. The white blood cells are your immune system defense to fight infection, like cancer. And platelets help the blood to clot, preventing hemorrhaging, loss of blood and blood pressure. So the lifespan of your blood cells is pretty short. Red cells, about 120 days, platelets, about 6 days, and white blood cells, about 1 day. And these cells are constantly being replaced with new ones made in your bone marrow. And how fast are these compounds for the blood being made by the bone marrow? Well, our bones are constantly manufacturing blood, and some components of the blood are replenished in just a few hours, while others take a few weeks. So look after the blood. Keep it clean. Keep it healthy, and you can help accomplish that with some good nutrition, a healthy lifestyle, of course, some toxin removal. Now, if you're looking for a nutrient that helps the blood stay healthy, the Body Foundation food mix, the people at Apothecary Herbs make that, has some great things like alfalfa and wheatgrass and chlorella and spirulina, which tend to not only provide nutrients but also have a bit of a cleansing factor. Celtic sea salt is going to be very important. It's a sun-dried salt, doesn't promote hypertension. The microminerals in it help with electrolyte balance and also strengthen cell walls. And over time, long-term, will help reduce plaque on artery walls. Also, you know, you can't forget the major herbal organ cleanses that, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are famous for. They've been doing it forever, and they have a blood cleanser. So check all that great stuff out at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, they do have formulas for bone and muscle and tendons and things like that. And if you're having a little, you know, down day, they even have a great organic muscle rub, so you can rub that on. Thepowerherbs.com is the website. Give them a call and ask for their free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. You're more powerful than you think. Just got to have the right tools, the right information. Okay, we got some time, so we're going to talk about red clover, which you're going to be seeing in your yards. If you have clover in your yards, your lawns, it's going to be starting to turn pink and then bright lavender purple or reddish color, and that would be the height, that would be the time to harvest it, okay? After they start to fade in color, turn a little pink and pale white, that means all the medicinal properties have gone back into the root system. Now, you know, as kids, most of us kind of, you know, played in yards, green grass, we wouldn't look for red clover. We looked for four-leaf clover. Remember that? So why were we fussing over clover, whether it's three- or four-leaf clover? Well, according to legend, each leaf represents something like hope, faith, love, and luck. Now, the three-leaf shamrock clover is a symbol of St. Patrick's, and it represents the Holy Trinity. There are about 10,000 three-leaf clovers for every four-leaf clover. So clover can have more than four leaves, and most ever recorded was 21 leaflets. So we're told that clover with four leaves would bring us good luck. But in reality, it's the three-leaf clover, the red clover, that offers the human body more than luck itself. Now, when I walk in my yard, I see clover here and there. And when I talk about clover, I mean red clover. So red clover has a very long history of medicinal use, so long, in fact, that pharmaceutical companies would be jealous. Red clover is one of the oldest agricultural crops and has at least a 100-year-old track record for treating things like cancer, which is still somewhat controversial by health authorities. But the Greeks, the Romans, the Celts, they all used red clover, and it has a very long religious history as well. The Romans liked the three-leaf clover because it symbol of the Trinity. The Irish made the three-leaf clover their shamrock symbol and later became a model for the suit of clubs in your playing deck of cards. And in the Middle Ages, red clover was used by the occult in mystical charms, and the church used it to ward off witchcraft. So red clover blossoms were used in Chinese medicine to make herbal expectorants. Russian folk medicine used it as a treatment for asthma. And red clover has been used by cultures the world over in topical salves, skin sores, for eye infections, you name it. And down through the centuries, red clover gained other uses, like for inflammation, as a diuretic, a sedative, a cough suppressant, and for cancer. And you know, in the 19th century, the naturopaths adopted the red clover as a use against pertussis, the whooping cough virus. And we are seeing a resurgence of whooping cough lately. So, hey, if you see red clover, don't spray it Roundup. Red clover seemed to have the ability to soothe, and it was listed in the King's American Dispensary in 1998 to help with pertussis, whooping cough. The clover is also listed as an excellent herb to use with congestive-type conditions, coughs, bronchitis, tuberculosis, and the naturopaths were endorsing the red clover as an effective agent against the spread of cancer. Red clover was an ingredient in the famous Henry Hoxie's cancer treatment, and later in the 20th century, red clover was popular ingredients in patented medicines like Trioleum compounds, which were used to treat skin disease, syphilis, TB. Red clover remained in the national formulary, which is the pharmacist's reference, until about 1946. So it's a wonder it was listed there, since American Medical Association Council decided that red clover has absolutely no medicinal properties whatsoever, and, you know, it's just pretty much, you know, disowned it. Modern use, though, naturopaths use red clover today externally for skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis. They use it internally for menopause, digestion, respiratory congestions, and a few enlightened healers will use red clover to help purify blood and clear the blood with cancer. So, I mean, if you've got cancer cells in the blood, red clover is one of the herbs I like to use along with some others. Now, the FDA isn't worried about red clover. They have red clover listed on the GRAS list, the generally recognized as safe list with no side effects. They claim red clover has no medicinal value, which in reality most likely means the opposite. And, of course, you're not supposed to know that. But there have been studies, lots of them, and just a clover. You know, it's going to mess up everybody's yard, and, you know, people don't like it. But researchers at the National Cancer Institute checked red clover out, and guess what? It does have anti-tumor properties. Their report was published in the Journal of Natural Product, and Dr. Jonathan Hartwell conducted the research. He was amazed to discover that red clover has been used by 33 different cultures for cancer, and this prompted his research. Dr. Hartwell reported that red clover had 4 anti-tumor compounds, 2 photoestrogen compounds, which confirm red clover's use for cancer and with menopause. So there's more. Red clover contains tocopherol, which is vitamin E, tocopherol, which is a powerful antioxidant to help prevent cancer or the spread of cancer, and also to help with heart disease. So also there's a note, though, with its estrogen compounds, you should not use it if you have a type of cancer that is estrogen-dependent. So this can aggravate that type of cancer. Also, the isoflavone in an Australian study tested that red clover had 27 postmenopausal women improve their arterial elasticity. Their heart conditions with red clover helps prevent heart disease about 23%. So red clover's got some action going on, and you can tap into it and safely use it. And there's more studies, but I don't have time to go into all these wonderful little studies. But what can you expect if you use red clover? It will increase urine flow and mucus production as it cleanses the blood system. It will also promote menstrual flow in women who are menstruating. Also, the tannins in red clover have an astringent effect and tend to settle the stomach. So if you have upset stomach, red clover. So you are lucky indeed if you are fortunate enough to realize that there's power in red clover and you can tap into it. If you're looking for products like that, look for the powerherbs.com website. Get a product catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs there. And check out the products. They have the ingredients listed on the website and in the catalog so you can see which ones have red clover. Of course, their blood cleanser does, and it is awesome. So check it out. You know what I used to do? I used to take red clover tincture, mix it with garlic juice, and put it on warts. You know, I don't care what kind of wart it is. And I would do that at night, put a bandage on. You can even make a paste if you want, if you don't want to do the liquids. And just for about a month, every night for about a month, that's all. And the wart just goes away and never comes back. The virus killing potential of garlic is awesome. Pair it with the red clover to protect the blood system from spreading the wart virus, and you got a double duo working hard for you. Ah, well, I see it's almost time to go, but, you know, don't forget, on the 21st of August, and, you know, this month's going to blow by like no other. It's going to be gone before we know it. But mark your calendar, the 21st, Dr. Carly's going to be with us sharing some more information to empower us all. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.